Sylvia Wanjira.
And Shiro Waweru.
We are the host of the Beneath the Surface podcast, or BTS for short.
A podcast that focuses on conversations around mental, emotional, and general wellness and self-improvement.
Yeah, we are available on all major podcast platforms.
So check us out, share the love, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah. Welcome back to our episode. Welcome back to our podcast. Actually, oh my God, I feel like
Tumeka. A month.
Month?
Month,
3
yeah.
weeks. Please don't say a month.
It is a month.
Wow. Anyway, we are back and we're back with another episode.
A banger. Another banger.
Another banger. And before we start, we're just going to have like a little segment, check on ourselves, check on each other and see how we've been doing. And to just, you know, update.
Yeah.
Update, the life updates of sorts.
And by that, since it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. So we'll get into that now. So how are you? How are you, Rich? How are you doing?
Me, I'm shit.
Feel like
to
shit.
To be quite honest, I'm done. Me, I'm done with it. Yeah. Checked out.
Yeah.
I'm out. Me, I'm trying to stand after next year. My journey may realize next week, next Christmas.
Yeah, like, but then what next is that? Friday, like next Friday, please let it go, like let it pass. I wanted to say, that's the samest same I've ever seen.
It's accurate.
As in, it's this, wow, I'm so
tired of this year. I'm done. Shit. I just want to, and then I usually don't like this time of year.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's because it forces you to like reflect on the year and on the things you've done and haven't done.
And then also anxiety for the next
year. Yeah, and anxiety
like, what
for...
What if next year ends just like this? What if next year... I think that is what has been eating me up.
Or like, oh my God, I'm a year older. I'm still not where I want to be. I'm not this. For some reason, it's never, I did this. Yeah. It's always, I'm not this. I didn't do this. Mm-hmm. I didn't... So this time just... Today is the first day I've been in a good mood. The whole time,
but they haven't seen me
go out.
But they
say, check out.
Listen. Oh my God. And then I've been my biggest way to know, I'm going to tell that nimekuwa pabaya, besides the fact that I've not been working out since the last episode. I think it's been 2 months now, so at just to my own. But I'm on my phone a lot. Like, I am on social media a lot.
Same.
Even you. Like, you're ignoring every single noise and voice in the world, like, katuka phone, and also being on that phone is also making you feel like shit.
Yeah.
Because now you feel like, wow, yeah, people are actually living life, and I'm just here on my phone for
doing
8 hours
the same
in a day.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah. And then also eating like,
oh my God, same.
Like, you feel like, unafikiraje your friends, unafikiraje your friends, achieving. Like, if you don't get them friends, it's up.
It's I'm done.
It's a deal. Gosh, come on, because the schools and you're not coffee, I think we would really be going all out.
Walai. Mungata last year at time like this.
Yeah. We were really, wow.
All over the goddamn place.
We were hoping. Club hoping and everything. Anyway, so we are both feeling like shit. That's the...
Yeah, that's the general consensus.
Yeah, but today we feel good. At least. We are recording, so it's a good thing.
Man, I think it's better if I just start planning my next year now.
Now, me too. I was actually telling my mom how iyo gym pia kwetu... in a fungua for Christmas and they'll open on 28th. I think I'll be
not today 28th
before New Year's because I don't have that pressure for it's the first. Oh my God, the first one I need to do this and this and this. And, like, I just
and then if you don't do it on first, you feel like
you
won't crap,
do
we've already
it. Will take you 3 months to settle into the year.
Shit. Walai. Mm-hmm. It's called that fresh start effect. It's like you tell yourself you want to do something, but you say I'll start on Monday because Monday is a new week. I'll start on first of next month. I'll start on Evo. Then if you don't do it on that first day,
you feel like you can't.
You just
do
feel
it.
Like you've already failed. Yeah. You've already. So I don't know. It's good not to set very harsh boundaries
and
for
then,
yourself.
Did you see that tweet for, hey, now this time I'm saying next year will be my year. I'm traumatized.
To Melan.
My tweet.
To Melan lesson.
Manze, I am traumatized because I believe 2020 we felt like, this will be that year.
I love you know that thing for repeating numbers. How's that going
girl,
for y'all?
Girl,
number failed. Repeaters.
It was a major fail. What?
Anyway.
And I think to make as people, like as humans, we've been persevering and doing what we need to do.
Yeah.
And then towards the end, you feel, what was that?
Yeah.
What have I just been through?
Yeah. Plus, in general, life is very, you're persevering. You're already dealing with a lot.
Yeah.
Then now, I think 2020, nothing could be hidden anymore. Nothing is chini ya maji.
I'm telling
you. Hakuna kuignore problems because everyone is like facing at least the base problem is the same. Then on top of that, mavitu tu.
Unemployment.
Oh my God.
Sijui nini, sijui gava, as in BBI, I can't tell as in, oh my.
I think for now, the best thing to do is to be grateful that we are healthy.
Maybe they should see us right now. Tumejishika kichwani kama ni brainstorm.
Andy, somebody, if 2020 was an image.
That's the meme for 2021.
But we are alive. Yeah, we are not sick. God, most especially, we've not lost family members,
family, our friends.
Yeah, so I think that is a lot to be. That's a lot more it's than enough. A lot of people. Yeah.
Yes,
I think we should all cut ourselves some slack, especially if you're feeling. I'm sure most of us are feeling a type of way.
Yeah,
because we were not able to achieve a lot of the things.
We backtrack like literally like 5 steps back. Yeah, or 100.
And then the year got fucked up so early in March. What could you have done in January by March? Nothing. So I am working doing liko inaanza.
Bado nilikuwa msema ni we.
Yeah, bado tulikuwa mimi hata nilikuwa it was right on my birthday.
Yeah.
Nilikuwa like at lockdown inaanza.
By the way, it was on your birthday March. Oh Lord.
Literally my birthday was like Friday or Saturday then Monday lockdown.
Fuck.
So when I was wondering what is this now?
Yeah, like it's almost
a year. New year, new me.
Your whole year has been a pandemic.
Well, like me nime delete kwanza. I'm going back to my age last year.
Yeah, una rewind. Yeah, it happened. Watu ongeze, like, it didn't happen. Like,
and then we all
that.
Agree.
Yeah, we are talking like that, assuming things will be perfect next year.
I mean.
And then now you have the whole vaccine to think about. Although me,
from here, let me not even challenge fit.
Yeah.
I was going to ask that question that you asked, and then, what's the worst?
That could happen.
How much worse can get
worse? Let us not even challenge the devil.
Let me not test
like it. Actually, to see blame under the devil. The atmosphere and everything. Fuck that shit, man.
Okay.
And it's the last episode, actually, of the year.
Of the year. So we'll have to pick this up next year.
I hope we'll be. I'm sure we'll be. Stone.
We will do our best.
We'll do our
Let's
best.
Put
yeah.
it like
Let's
that.
Just survive until then.
Yeah.
Let's survive until
then. That's all we can do.
Yeah, so that's the update, guys. How are you doing? Have you been? Have you been taking
I hope you're feeling better than us. I'm not. I've been overeating. I've not worked out. Oh my God. The last time I even went for a walk. It's an embarrassment.
I know, girl.
But at this point, but what I've succeeded is stopping to worry about it so much and to care about it so much and to feel guilty so much. Yeah. Because it's become so much now. I'm at the point of like,
you make yourself snap out of it.
Yeah, it is what it is. Yeah, like, worry about
it. Yeah, and then also another thing, also, even one thing that has helped me take care of myself, barely. Take care of myself in quotes.
Barely.
Yeah, Nile, there's someone I've ever had saying how our minds get used to the state of stress.
Yeah.
So sometimes, unaweza kuona go through kitu, your mind automatically will go back to that state that it's used to being stressed.
Yeah.
So sometimes, unaweza like, oh shit. I made my mind doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe this is not what you're stressing about.
Yeah.
So I'll just try snap out of it. And then later I'm like, but you know what? I'm actually pretty fucking tired, okay? I'm actually pretty stressed, okay? But yeah, it's one of the ways I've been taking and watching some too motivational videos, but they've been
it'd be like that sometimes.
I know.
Me and I think we mostly take on stress around me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I may not personally be stressed out, but if everything and like the world, everyone is so stressed, everyone around me, so I end up taking it on.
Oh, shit.
Because if I remove myself from the equation, I probably don't have that much to be stressed about.
Yeah.
Fortunately. Ooh. But Nikiwa around up, I feel the pressure to also be stressed or to take on the emotions around me. Because I feel like it's like it's unnatural for me to not be stressed when everyone else is stressed.
Oh, damn.
So if it's, am I missing something or, it's a
that's
cluster fizzle.
Yeah. No, just clarify. For anyone who might. Clusterfuck. Clusterfuck. Oh my lord. Okay.
Anyway.
So yeah, let's get into the episode. So last time we talked about why
people.
Yeah, why people take too long in abusive relationships, why it's difficult to leave, why it's difficult for some people to leave, just leave, like why the just leave is not
He's insensitive.
Yeah, it's very insensitive. Mm. And it's almost missing.
It's like, very missing.
Yeah, to some point, ignorant.
It is ignorant. Yeah. It is not to some point.
Yeah, like you need to research and figure it out. And we talked about that on that episode. So please.
Go listen to it if you haven't. And let us know.
If you have, oh my God, welcome back. Thank you so much. I know I have some loyal listeners. Atakama, we are young and we are a baby still. We have loyal listeners.
Yeah, we do.
Like, really appreciate you. Oh my God, thank you for coming back. Thank you so much. And I hope you will like this one. Today, what are we talking about? Where she please she's leading this because me, I just can't.
You cannot.
I cannot.
So today we are talking about why do we like who we like. Mm-hmm. I don't mean, oh, I like tall, buff men or like
ugly, medium ugly.
Whatever. Medium ugly. That's so mean.
Yeah, but it's medium ugly. Twitter,
oh Jesus.
Yeah.
Anyway, why do we like who we like? Mostly based on personality-wise.
Yeah.
Because visually, I mean, that one can change from time to time.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's usually mostly influenced by, like, movies. Mm-hmm. Anything we are watching, marketing. Mm-hmm. Because look at the advent, in large quotes, of thick women being attractive. Mm-hmm. It's all, like, marketing or whatever was at the time, whatever the social... I don't know how to phrase it without it being... No, but it was not at us organically starting to like that. Although there were people 100%. Who...
In fact, I feel like the people who even normalized that were people who are doing it for fix.
Mm.
You get, like, people have been thick. Africans have been thick.
Forever.
We are thick. Excuse me. But now, it has never been appreciated.
Yeah.
Until now, other people who wanted to look like us but not like us.
Mm.
Wanaikuwa wanakuwa thick babes na ndio wanaanza kwa videos na oh my God, I want to be thick. Oh my God, I'm so thick. Like, anyway, what else?
But you see, now a thing like that, we like to think the things we like are very unique to us and we've put thought into it, but
it's influenced by many things.
We are influenced. If you think you're not really influenced, Kwanzaa by marketing, my friend.
It really let me does tell influence.
Kwanzaa social media, we are all influenced by it to some extent.
Nasikanga watu wakisema, mimi si I'm like, girl, you don't even know. You're talking about it. That is the only influence.
Plus, that influence may not necessarily result in you buying the thing.
Yeah.
You may buy something similar from a different shop. Yeah. Point is, why you are not pushed to get something like that? You didn't need to get it. And
even the fact that it's remained in your thoughts.
Yeah.
Like the fact that you just think about it and you're like, oh, me. And then funny thing nowadays, when you see something online, actually, the next job you'll panda, I'm at the next guy, turn on your billboard. You your stuff.
No, there's
like,
a thing.
Following you everywhere. Like,
it has a name. I can't remember what the name of it. That syndrome is.
Yeah.
When you see like something.
When you hear a song for the first time, it's like
everywhere. It's everywhere. When you see something you've never seen, you start seeing it everywhere.
So it kuna hiyo ripple effect. But anyway. So it's not mostly.
It's not an individual thought. It's
And we are not talking about physical. What are we called?
Physical traits. We are talking about like emotionally, and especially romantically. Because I think with friends, we don't overthink so much. With friends, it's not instinctual. It's just like you met someone somewhere, you had a nice conversation, then you ended up liking each other.
Yeah.
But we don't put when it comes to romantic relationships, it's like. Nikaka beacon, it's calling you somewhere. And you find that, like, for instance, what the people you date are a reflection of what you're running from or what you're trying to run towards. So if, let's say, your childhood was one where you felt feelings of rejection or you felt unloved or stuff like that, you're definitely going to be drawn by people who represent those things. Because the primary thing is...
It's actually... Two ways. I feel like it's usually two ways. As in, okay, yeah, you're definitely going to be attracted to those things. Mm. But there's also another angle of people who just are looking for, running from it. And now they want super clingy people. Like mtu akiwa super clingy anafikiria ni affection.
Yeah. No, you're running from or running to.
Yes.
And either way, each time it's not a conscious choice. Mm. It's like you feel either if you're going to you're going from, it's like me nearly promise I will never be in a thing like this. So I run towards this side. But sasa your side, it has its own issues that you're not equipped at all even to deal with or even aware of. Then on this other side, it's very familiar, which is more common because we like the familiar. That's why we go to the same places. We eat the same things. Yeah. Like that's why we like people who have similar, like the same things we like. It's easy.
Yeah.
So in those kinds of relationships, unajipata, the person you've picked, fine, outside, they may look like whatever. Just look at your past relationships. Mm-hmm. They probably are similar in some ways.
Yeah.
They're very, there are specific things that all these people have in common.
Yeah.
Nani hizo?
Yeah, or even the ending is similar in all your relationships. Like the way they end.
Yeah.
It's something that happens over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, why does it end the way it ends? And also, you need to also insist that whatever you like or who you like, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
As in you're not ukosei.
Yeah.
Ukosei atiju sasa umeendea msee mwenyako a certain way. It doesn't mean unakosea. Because like me, I feel like I've always lacked affirmation. Hiyo tu affirmation, like, and I feel like maybe that's why that's my love language. Maybe that's why that's my first love language, because I always felt like I always sought validation verbally.
Yeah.
Ile tu kwamba you're doing well, am I love you, am I you are this, you're beautiful, am I like affirmation. I really, really feel like I didn't have that. So sijui kama hata ndio venye tulidiscuss hiyo kitu na inashindwa. Ama maybe that's why that's my love language. Because it's like me when I'm with someone who does not communicate every single thing about what they think about me positively, and it doesn't have to be positive. In fact, tell me something negative about myself, but tell me. Like, don't make me feel like I'm a horrible person and you're not communicating. It's like, I feel like you need to need to home, something I can track from way back. Because it's like, kama huniambi mara moja venye
basi siku. That's the other thing now. When you're in those types of, when you're in those relationships where whatever is compelling you is like feelings from childhood, which is what most of us do anyway, you tend to assign traits or like reasons to your partner's actions that are not their actions. So let's say you're the type of person who wants to spend a lot of time with your partner a certain way, right? Okay. Let's say you want to take trips or you want to do whatever. Then this person tells you, manze, this weekend imechoka, I want to spend the weekend indoors. So you might translate it as, this person is rejecting me, nahanitaki. Why doesn't they, what do they, why doesn't like? They, why don't they want to go away with me? But then, if you like step back, unaona, this person is not rejecting you. They still want to spend time with you.
It's just different.
Just differently. And I'm a bit. Come on, a bit.
Like,
bit.
Don't see deep, sana ivo.
But you see, because it's so conscious, it's we get triggered. Una apana. This person is rejecting you. Yeah. Anipendi. Especially if they don't respond to things the way you want them to. Anipendi.
And you know, you are the one who taught me this. This thing for. We expect people to love us the way we want to be loved, but sometimes
they love us in a different way.
Sometimes you need to recognize when someone is loving you in a different way from what you're used to.
Yeah, or from what love. You want to, what you expect.
Yes, yes. Of which I'm sure it's a bit debatable in that. Sometimes, do you remember love languages? They say you should love someone using their love language.
Yeah.
Like, you are a person for quality time, I should know that you're a person for quality time, and I do that for you. Atakama, that's not my language. But now you see, it can only be two-way, because now it means even you're conscious of my language, and you will be keen to
love it the way I think realistically, if you're not a quality time person, let's say, you can't quality time all the time. So your partner has to meet you halfway.
100%.
So definitely you're loving them quality time, but even you extend some courtesy to see the ways in which they love you that is not familiar to you, but it's still love.
Yes.
So because now we say, mse anipendi by the way, because ataki kuspend time na mimi. But maybe ni mse wa act of service ana kufanya this, that, and the other.
Nawoni.
Yeah.
Because wewe, you're saying love language.
I mean, mse anipendi.
Mse anipendi.
And then, you know, you'll end up picking fights with this person now over dumbest of things. Because unataka, you're trying to provoke the response you want.
Yes.
The one you're used to when things are happening a certain way. Like, unataka kucontrol mzee na hii relationship vile itaenda. Mm-hmm. But hautaki kupose uache pia yeye akuje with their strangeness and their whatever.
Yeah.
Then, like the example I was reading was a married couple where the woman was controlling and the man was just passive.
Okay.
So it got to the point where she makes all the decisions and him, he just goes along. Mm-hmm. So atakama ni kutoka home ile njia atatumia kwenda tao. She's the one who decides.
Wow.
So, and him is cool.
He's cool, okay.
And he's fine.
Yeah.
So, her, she's in a relationship where she wants control, and the person was happy, I can't bear control yote.
Yes.
But at the same time, it breeds resentment because that's not really what you need. Because you look at him and say, ah, this person is so weak and indecisive, mm-hmm. but why are they behaving the way they're behaving?
Mm-hmm.
So even though unataka,
yes.
you will not find happiness in any way, shape, or form. Because the minute they're strong in whatever, you find that they're not giving me what I need.
Yes.
But when they do give you what you want, it's not what you need.
Yes.
So, mnashinda tu, chaos.
Actually, the takeaway is self-awareness.
Gotta
self-awareness
be.
And communication.
Because, I know.
Self-awareness and communication, because these are also things you need to discuss. Imagine, mekatuna your partner, and then you're talking about this. Like, how nice is that? Like, just being in this, on the same page, and then you explain to them, like, man, may I struggle with this? Because, like, you can't be able to communicate properly if you're not aware enough of yourself and what you like and how you feel loved and how you don't feel loved.
Mm.
So it will do you a great, like, great good if you pay attention to what you like, why you like what you like, and then the people you're drawn to, why you like
them.
And be able to know, because there's a very thin line between, I've ever heard about a lady who works, like she's the breadwinner, and then the guy is a house husband, and he takes care of the kids, and they are comfortable, and they're good. But now, if you're not aware enough as a man to realize that this is actually working for me, you'll feel
something is off.
Ama ude manana, kuna madoma hali anani sideline. Ama nindanguko anachip. Like,
ni insecurity yako sasa una show one day.
Yeah, so you need to also know. There's a thin line. Like, unafaa kuelewa, kujua huyu mse for sure haku misuse, ama haku mistreat, ama haku control, ama haku...
I think it's trusting your partner, because kitu kama hiyo, it's an unconventional partnership. So you might find in them, in their house, they're okay. But then when they go outside, every message,
voices.
Everywhere, social media, TV, everywhere is telling them something is wrong.
Yes.
You're not a man enough if you're taking care of your children. Example. Where are you taking care of a man? You know? But you are fine until everyone and their mother started telling you that something is off. And slowly, gosh, goes back to don't think you can't be influenced by anyone.
Exactly.
Slowly by slowly, those things start affecting you. Yeah.
Yes.
You start resenting your partner for things they didn't do. Maybe best yako akusho, nani alinipangia trip. Sijui alifanya nini. So you see those love languages, like the way, there's a social way we are told we are supposed to be loved and we are supposed to be done this.
Yes.
Like a man who loves you is a man who provides.
This,
a woman who loves you is a man who, is a woman who submits to you.
Yeah.
But that's not, because in this day and age, things are changing so fast.
Yeah.
That dynamic will not look like that for everyone. People have good, different things are happening in different homes.
Yeah.
So I think hata kuangalia mabeshti wako around is very important wasikuwe wale wasi wakukushu.
Truly.
Aish, kwani wewe. Like, can you come correct?
Yes.
No, like, aje.
Truly. Okay, it's so true. Because I'm just thinking of someone, if someone came and told me like, pana nakanga to home, like, afanyangi nti, but me wanda to. I feel like subconsciously you think about it like, what?
Yeah.
But if it's working for them and you need to know also as someone, like so on a societal level.
Yeah.
As in, know your place. As in,
no respect your friends.
Yes.
And they're not dumb.
Yeah.
They have made that choice and they have made it for a reason.
Yeah.
And there's a way to find out whether they're being like misused or pressured into a certain
or
situation
loved.
Or they actually like it.
Yeah.
And it's a choice they have made together.
Yeah.
There's a way to do it without
although
being...
at the same time, you can also want it, but it's also not right.
Yeah.
It's not working for you. Like, it's working against you, but you want it. And oh my God, it's so twisted.
It is a... those things
are but there's a reason why. I think the point of the topic is there's a reason.
There's always a reason. It does not happen.
Yeah. Well, you're
out of the
no.
Like they most often they reflect how we feel about ourselves.
Uh-huh.
So if it's people who are very aloof, they reflect, you feel like you don't deserve someone who can love you openly or anything. So you expect that. And then someone is loving you a lot, like, I can you nini, kind of man is this?
Yeah.
Mona akwapa lavi davi nini.
Oh my God.
But if you look at it keenly, this person is probably not over loving you. They're just being affectionate.
Yeah.
But where umezo ya mtu, a man is not supposed to be that. Yeah, anafakuwa hot and cold. That's the one you're familiar with and you know how to deal with.
Yeah.
This other affection is making you uncomfortable. So you don't, it's like, so now, what am I supposed to do or say?
Yeah.
So true. Even when you're being self-aware, it's not enough to just be self-aware.
Yeah.
Now the next step is to be vulnerable, and it's so hard. To it's easy. It's one thing to know. I mean, this thing is making me uncomfortable. It's another to be, open yourself up and tell someone that thing you did or said made me uncomfortable. Because of ata ni kwanza na leo online fears of like I hear too. Or like
say I know vulnerability. I saw and I also commented because it's like very. Inakuanga, ni invalidating
sana. Ni gaslighting hata.
Sana. Because you want someone, you want to be vulnerable with someone. You want someone who you can be vulnerable with.
Yeah.
Sometimes that are, sometimes even you want to be vulnerable, but that person is not letting you be vulnerable.
Yeah. But I feel like if you're not prone, you're not usually a person who opens up.
Mm.
Even when someone is giving you the chance to open up, you're creating that same thing. You have decided that they don't want you to open up because everyone is the same. And you are used to people minimizing your emotions, which is, it's a normal response to being constantly minimized.
Mm-hmm.
But now you see you're assigning that trait to someone who has not done it.
Mm-hmm.
And then unamjamia, unacreate arguments.
Then machana too, I love to know. Miss out on the love of your life.
The love of your life.
Yeah.
The other thing I've noticed, Kwanza, ni like, you know, at home we don't see, we just know gender roles. We don't know what a romantic, loving relationship looks like in an African setting. We don't know. I don't know even if anyone has ever seen their father kiss their mother or anything. Nothing. Me, the most I've ever seen is a hug. Or those dances that was there.